Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
4 days. That is how long a celebrity was allowed to question transgenderism before she was forced to make a groveling apology on TV. We all knew it was going to happen. We all knew that the powers that be were going to bring her to heel, and they did. The celeb was the singer Macy Gray. She got in trouble, as we covered last week on Piers Morgan's show.
And I will say this, and everybody's going to hate me, but as a woman, just because you go change your parts doesn't make you a woman.
Right.
Sorry.
You feel that?
I know that for a fact.
There you go. She knew it was going to be politically incorrect. She knew it was going to be controversial. But women are a thing, and men are not women. And Macy is going to speak the truth, no matter the cost, for a few days until she wanted to make money again.
There was a wave of backlash that right. came as a result. Right. Just tell me where you are right now on that statement.
Well, I never, of course, meant to hurt anybody with what I said. I'm actually a huge, I think it takes a lot of courage to be yourself, to go out in the world and be honest about who you are. And so I think anyone who is in the LGBT community is a hero. And sets an example for all of us with that, you know? I think you can, like I said in there, you can call yourself what, like you whoever you believe you are. Mm-hmm. And no one can dictate that for you or take that away from you, you know?
I think life is an education process. The more you sit with people, the more you talk to people, it changes your perspective. So has your perspective changed, do you feel?
I've learned so much, and I think, you know, being a woman is a vibe, and it's something I'm very proud of. I think that if you, in your heart, feel that that's what you are, then that's what you are, regardless of what anybody says or thinks. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So, but yeah, I've learned a lot, absolutely, right. And I'm glad I did. Now I know.
Well, thank you for clearing that up, because I think people got confused, and people sometimes you realize that through education, you feel differently about things.
It's like a hostage video. Did you learn? Did you learn, Macy? What have you learned, Macy, about questioning the left?
I try to say transgender's not real. I didn't think the point was a big deal, but then they put a gun to my head and told me, say dudes are chicks or you're dead. Buy my album. Please buy my album.
Macy Gray, completely selling out her deeply held belief in just a few days. Obviously, she didn't have a genuine change of heart. When she was asked what changed, she just kind of rambled vaguely about learning and education. And then she rambled until she finally landed on something that was acceptable enough for that lib interviewer. And how did the libs get her to do it? The same way that they get anyone to do anything, which is carrots and sticks. Hey, Macy, you want to sell some albums? Yeah? You want some more fame and money? Cool. That's great. That's easy. Just say what we want you to say and do what we want you to do. And if you do that, everything will be great. And oh yeah, by the way, if you don't, we will destroy your entire life. Carrots and sticks. And they're not just after late 90s pop stars. That is how the libs force their will on everyone over whom they hold power. I'm Michael Knowles. This is The Michael Knowles Show. Welcome back to the Michael Knowles Show, which is a vibe, man. You know, don't you? The Michael Knowles Show, it is a vibe. Macy is so right about that. My favorite comment on Friday is from Miles Morales, who says, when the whole world is running toward a cliff, he who is running in the opposite direction appears to have lost his mind. C.S. Lewis, absolutely right. Like so many things C.S. Lewis said, that is absolutely right. So now when you have your head screwed on straight and you view the world in a correct way, it kind of makes you a target, which is why you got to check out ExpressVPN. Right now, head on over to expressvpn.com/Knowles. Do it right now. You go on the internet. You look at things that the powers that be don't want you to look at. No, I'm not talking about that stuff. Get your mind out of the gutter. I'm talking about the Daily Wire. I'm talking about politically incorrect things that the censors who control the misinformation boards, that they don't want you to look at. They've got it out for you. They don't like our country very much. They don't like our traditional way of life, okay? And so you don't want to hand those people over your data. When you go on ExpressVPN, they will anonymize your data. They will encrypt it. I use ExpressVPN on all of my devices. Don't have to worry about your search history, the websites you're looking at, the books you're reading, all that kind of stuff. You can rest easy knowing that the big tech censors aren't seeing you when you use ExpressVPN. Use the VPN that I trust, expressvpn.com/Knowles. Head on over there right now. Get 3 months of ExpressVPN for free. ExpressVPN.com/Knowles. Get 3 months free. ExpressVPN.com/Knowles. The way that the libs wield power is both. It's not just all carrot and it's not just all stick. They do reward you if you engage in politically correct woke behavior. They will promote you. They will give you positions of prestige. They will help you out in your career. It's not all just carrot, though. There is obviously some stick as well. They will punish you. They will cancel you. They will threaten you with violence, okay? And it's not just the radical, crazy ones in the streets, the Antifa and the BLM people who are out there burning down buildings. It's the nice ones, too. And in some ways, the nice ones are even more insidious about it. It's people like Pete Buttigieg. Pete Buttigieg's life partner, Chasen Buttigieg, came out. And he was asked about Brett Kavanaugh, the Supreme Court justice, being run out of a restaurant in Washington, D.C. He was in Morton. Brett Kavanaugh was in Morton Steakhouse, and a bunch of libs showed up screaming, creating a whole ruckus outside. And Kavanaugh had to leave through the kitchen, through the back entrance. And this is after people were showing up illegally in front of Kavanaugh's house and the houses of the other justices. This is after a lib tried to assassinate Brett Kavanaugh because of the Dobbs decision. And Pete Buttigieg's life partner, Chasen Buttigieg, came out and he basically said, yeah, well, you get what you get. That's what you get. You overrule Roe v. Wade, people are going to show up and scream and intimidate you. Pete was asked about his pal's behavior on television, and Pete basically said the same thing.
Your husband tweeted after Justice Brett Kavanaugh left a Washington restaurant due to protesters. The tweet reads, sounds like he just wanted some privacy to make his own dining decisions. Is that appropriate, sir?
Look, when public officials go into public life, we should expect two things. One, you should always be free from violence, harassment, and intimidation. And two, you're never going to be free from criticism or peaceful protest, people exercising their First Amendment rights. Okay. And that's what happened in this case. Remember, the justice never even came into contact with these protesters, reportedly didn't see or hear them. And these protesters are upset because a right, an important right, that the majority of Americans support was taken away.
Understood.
Not only the right to choose, by the way, but this justice was part of the process of stripping away the right to privacy. As long as I've been alive, case law in the United States has been that the Constitution protected a right to privacy. And that has now been thrown out the window by justices, including Justice Kavanaugh.
So much is wrong with Buttigieg's statement. I love how he says, as long as I've been alive. Yeah, you're 12 years old, Pete. So sure, you've been alive for 5 minutes. And during that time, we've had this ridiculous idea of a right to privacy, which does not exist. It's not in the Constitution. Look with a big microscope. It's not going to appear there. You can look with a magnifying lens. It's not, you try to find the emanations and the penumbras in the invisible ink. There is no general right to privacy. in the Constitution. Furthermore, the Dobbs decision did not do anything about the so-called right to privacy when we're talking about the other decisions that the quote-unquote right to privacy would have some pertinence to. We're talking about contraception. We're talking about homosexual sodomy. We're talking about the redefinition of marriage. The Supreme Court decision in Dobbs specifically said, we're not touching those decisions. So all of that is a lie. And all of that is a lie to distract from and paper over the fact that Pete Buttigieg's partner said, yeah, Kavanaugh, deal with it. You're going to deal. Just like Chuck Schumer said, we're coming for you, Brett Kavanaugh. Just like the mobs that have been showing up outside of Kavanaugh's house have been saying. And what does Buttigieg say? He says, well, yeah, F around and find out. Ha ha. Yeah. You get what you get and you can't get upset. Ha ha. That's right. We're coming for you, Brett Kavanaugh. Why would Brett Kavanaugh be worried about mobs showing? It's not as if a leftist tried to assassinate him just 3 weeks ago. Oh, wait, it's exactly like that. It's exactly like that. And what was the joke that Buttigieg's pal was making? The joke is that the right to go eat in a restaurant is just like the right to go kill your child through abortion. Well, maybe Kavanaugh should have kept his mouth closed. Maybe Kavanaugh shouldn't have walked into that restaurant. I saw other left-wing blue check marks making the same joke. And I don't really get it. I understand they're trying to compare going to a restaurant to killing your child through abortion, but what's the comparison? You have a right to go to a restaurant. You have a right to eat food. You don't have a right to kill your baby. So what's the, I don't really get what the joke is, regardless of the libs' attempts at humor here. The important lesson is it's not just the angry ones. It's not just the purple hairs with the crazy tattoos and piercings and mutilations that are screaming in people's faces. It's the nice ones too. It's the entire liberal apparatus is wielding a system of sticks and carrots to get you to comply. And they'll make Macy Gray comply. She stated her obviously deeply held view that men are not women. And then 4 days. That's all it took was 4 days. And she got back in line because she wants to make a little more money and she doesn't want to have her life ruined. And they're going to try to bring everyone in line. They're going to try to bring Supreme Court justices in line. They're going to try to bring members of Congress in line. They're going to try, most especially, to bring you in line. And that's what it's really all about. It's like that meme that Trump posted during the 2020 election. It's a picture of him, and it said, they're not after me, they're after you. I just happen to be in the way. That's what this is really all about. It's not about Hollywood or Washington, D.C. or New York. It's about you, Americans, and how they are going to wield incentives and punishments to get you to shut up and comply. Don't do that. Don't play their game. You don't even need to go on their social media platforms when you can go check out Tuvu. Right now, head on over to tuvu.com/Knowles. We are facing a mental health crisis. It is directly linked to big tech social media platforms. We all love social media. We're all on social media. That's how we live today. That's the public square. Problem is, these platforms are designed to addict you to likes, the affirmation of others. They are not good for us, for our minds, or for our spirits. They're funded by advertising that, for the first time in history, is tailored specifically and individually for you. What's the goal? The goal is to cater to your every whim, whether those whims are edifying or destructive. Every whim that they think will make you give them more of your time and money. Thankfully, there is a new social media app that breaks the mold of the advertising-based model, designed with your best interests in mind and based on connection, not addiction. That is Tuvu, the social app where you can share what matters to you. By offering a membership-based platform built on family values and freedom, Tuvu makes it possible for you to have a guilt-free social media experience. Have you been looking for a social media platform that will allow you to get back to basics? You just want to share pictures of your family and your friends and maybe the occasional meme without all that toxic sludge that comes on the other platforms? Well, head on over to Tuvu. It's super, super simple to sign up. You download Tuvu, you try it free for 7 days, then it's just $2.99 a month. It's not a lot of money, it's a little bit of money, and when you think about those free, quote-unquote, social media platforms, they ain't so free. They're costing money in other ways. Go to tuvu.com/Knowles or look for the Tuvu app on Google Play or the App Store. And remember to follow me at Michael J. Knowles. When the libs are not threatening you to bring you in line, they are just lying. And it's not the propagandists on MSNBC alone. It's not the people on CNN alone. It's all the way up to the President of the United States, who spent the weekend peddling a really heart-wrenching story. Really, it's about as heart-wrenching a story as you can possibly imagine, about a 10-year-old girl who was raped, I guess, and she went to her doctor, and the doctor said, you can't have an abortion. And then the girl, I don't know, she had to flee to Indiana or something like that. The problem with the story, of course, there's no evidence for it.
Some of the states don't allow for exceptions for rape or incest. This isn't some imagined horror. It's already happening. Just last week, it was reported that a 10-year-old girl was a rape victim in Ohio. 10 years old. And she was forced to have to travel out of the state to Indiana to seek to terminate the pregnancy and maybe save her life. That's last part is my judgment. 10 years old. 10 years old. Raped, 6 weeks pregnant, already traumatized, was forced to travel to another state. Imagine being that little girl. Just imagine being that little girl, 10 years old. Does anyone believe that it's Ohio's majority view that that should not be able to be dealt with?
So this story is just completely fake. Usually when these stories come out and there's not a ton of evidence, I'll try to hedge my bets here. And if I'm giving analysis, I'll say, well, there's not a ton of evidence, but maybe. And this one, I'm just going to say it's totally fake. It's just completely made up. Here's how I know that the story, as Joe Biden is telling it, is not real. Joe Biden says that this girl became pregnant at 10 years old. The odds of becoming pregnant at 10 years old are extremely low. The odds of having your first period and even being biologically possibly able to become pregnant at 10 years old are extremely low. The average age of a girl getting her first period is 12 and a half. 8% or fewer than 8% of girls will get their first period by 10. So the odds of, and by the way, it's not as though you get your first period and then you instantly can become pregnant. The odds of this happening are extremely, extremely low. But it's possible, right? 8% or less, okay, but there's still a possibility there. But then he says she needed an abortion to save her life. Right, this is not an elective abortion, because obviously getting an abortion is not going to undo the fact that this girl allegedly was raped. It's not going to change the past. It's only going to add another crime, a horrible crime, on top of a horrible crime that's already taken place. But he says, no, it's to save her life. But we know that's not true because in Ohio, there are exceptions to save a woman's life to the pro-life law. So it wouldn't be true, even if the story did have a basis in reality, that the girl had to travel to Indiana. Furthermore, he says it has been reported in the news. Okay, well, where has it been reported? This was reported in the Indianapolis Star by one single source. The single source is an OBGYN named Dr. Caitlin Bernard. Dr. Caitlin Bernard is a radical pro-abortion activist. What was Caitlin Bernard's evidence? Did she say, I had this girl come to me and beg for an abortion? No, it wasn't even that kind of firsthand experience. She said that she received a phone call from a child abuse doctor in Ohio who told her that he had seen this patient who was a 10-year-old who wanted to have an abortion, or presumably whose parents or abuser or rapist wanted to get her an abortion to cover up the crime. Then that was it. No further information was given. So some other newspapers that were a little more responsible than the Indianapolis Star or Joe Biden tried to come out and verify the information. They couldn't do it at all. The name of the alleged child abuse doctor, not known. The city or county where this rape allegedly happened, no one's willing to say. There's no confirmation at all. You could check it with law enforcement records to say, well, at least can we know that this rape happened? Nope, there's no evidence of that whatsoever. Snopes, which is a left-wing website, tried to contact this doctor, Caitlin Bernard, after the story went viral. The doctor refused to respond. And then the outlet, Snopes, pointed out they were unable independently to corroborate the abortion claim, even the Washington Post, which is Pravda on the Potomac, an extremely lib paper, they say. Bottom line here, this is a very difficult story to check. Bernard is on the record, but obtaining documents or other confirmation is all but impossible without details that would identify the locality where the rape occurred, and the people who are peddling the story refuse to disclose any of that. So, not happening. The libs are not after the alleged rapist of this alleged girl. There's no evidence that any of these people even exist beyond the radical doctor. By the way, the radical doctor has been speaking to many media outlets to promote her pro-abortion stance. And she even spoke to media outlets after she allegedly received the call from the child abuse doctor. But then she didn't come up with her story about this rape of a 10-year-old girl until a few days later. So it's just completely bogus. Okay? It's totally fake. And the reason that the libs are peddling this is the same reason that the libs are focused on calling miscarriages abortions. Right, right. The libs are saying we need to have abortion legal in America because if a woman has a miscarriage, she needs to be able to receive care. Well, she doesn't need an abortion. If you have a miscarriage, by definition, treatment for that would not be an abortion. Abortion only deals with a living baby. It's the exact same reason that the libs in the Dobbs decision didn't really talk about abortion and didn't really talk about Roe v. Wade. They only talked about gay marriage. They focused on contraception. They focused on Lawrence v. Texas and homosexual sodomy. They did it because they know they don't have a leg to stand on when it comes to abortion or Roe v. Wade or Planned Parenthood v. Casey. And so they've just got to distract and make it up. They are so desperate to defend abortion that the libs are really shooting themselves in the foot. This is my favorite version of it. A woman, this is being reported in the Dallas Morning News. A pregnant woman says her fetus should count as a passenger in HOV lanes. She got a ticket anyway when she got pulled over. They say the overturning of Roe v. Wade has one driver questioning HOV lane laws requiring two passengers in a car. Yeah, take that, conservatives. Take that, conservatives. You think that a baby is really a baby? Well, if that's the case, then maybe pregnant women should be allowed to drive in the carpool lane. You know, the carpool lanes that we libs invented and that are really a nuisance and mess up traffic. And we invented them because we're worried about global warming, which you conservatives don't really care about at all and probably don't believe in. You know that? So what are you saying? What the libs are saying is that in order to try to own the cons when it comes to abortion, they're going to effectively abolish carpool lanes, right? Because if a pregnant woman can ride in the carpool lane, then really any woman could plausibly drive in the carpool lane because any woman could say that she's pregnant and is just not showing yet. So they're willing to abolish the stupid HOV lanes, which conservatives already don't like, in order to try to point out some hypocrisy or something on abortion. No, I think it's great. I think pregnant women absolutely should drive in the carpool lane. I think all women should drive in the carpool lane. I think everybody should drive in the carpool lane. This is the same sort of thing you see when the libs will say, oh yeah, you think that a baby is a human being? Well, maybe we should pass laws requiring men who impregnate women to take care of them from the moment of conception. Great. Sounds good. Cool. We should make it harder for men and women to break up when they have a kid together. We should encourage marriage, is what you're saying, and discourage divorce and encourage people to have ever more normal family structures. Cool. Sounds good. I'm in. Sign me up. Well, if you think that a baby is really a baby, maybe we should support giving special tax benefits. I actually saw this. There was a prominent liberal account on Twitter last night who said, we should give tax benefits to pregnant women and men, you know, and families who have a baby on the way. We should allow those people to count the baby in the womb as a dependent. Oh, no. Please don't. You're telling me we have to defend life and you're going to cut specifically my taxes? Oh no, you know, conservatives we famously hate tax cuts, right? So the libs are trying anything and they're throwing spaghetti at the wall here and they keep getting more and more frustrated because all of the proposals that they're making to try to show our hypocrisy are proposals that we actually like. And it shows you something that we've pointed out on this show a lot in the past, which is conservatives basically understand what the libs believe. The libs really have no idea what conservatives believe. And you see this nowhere more clearly than on pro-life. On the issue of life, the libs truly believe that pro-lifers just, we hate women, we don't really care about babies, we don't really think the baby in the womb is a baby, but we just hate women and we want to control their bodies. And that's not, it's just not true. I know that they believe that, but it's just not true. And so all of their attempts to refute our arguments and own us and dismantle our political program, all it's ever going to do is shoot them in the foot. They are smacking their own nose despite their face, and they are bolstering the pro-life side. Works for me. I'm feeling much more comfortable these days. Another reason I feel comfortable, X-Chair. Right now, go to xchairknowles.com and let me give you a back massage. I will not be using my hands personally, but I will be using X-Chair. I am introducing you to X-Chair, and you are so, so very lucky. Many of us spend more time every day in our office chair than in our cars or our beds, which is why it is so important to invest in the right chair to spend those hours with the right level of support and comfort to get the most productivity out of your day. X-Chair has made my time here at the office so much better and more productive. It is the best. My only complaint about X-Chair is when my X-Chair arrived, these jackals at the office, my colleagues, these hyenas, all tried to steal my X-Chair, okay? X-Chair's patented dynamic variable lumbar, or DVL, offers the ultimate customized support. Also, X-Chair can give you a massage, can heat you up, can cool you down. Right now, thanks to X-Chair's new FS360 armrests, you can even adjust the armrests to the perfect position. Absolutely fabulous, fabulous product. Right now, there's a sale through July 15th. Buy now to beat the price increase. Go to xchairknowles.com, letter X, chair, K-N-O-W-L-E-S.com, or call 1-844-4X-CHAIR. That is X-Chair. They've got a 30-day guarantee of complete comfort. You can finance your purchase for as little as $30 a month. xchairknowles.com. With the price of everything skyrocketing, there has never been a better time to get your finances in order. Yesterday, our pal Ben Shapiro released a brand new episode of Sunday Special that just might help. It's available now at dailywireplus.com. This features a very special guest, best-selling author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, Robert Kiyosaki. And with the perfect storm of inflation and recession and an educational system that is turning young people against the value of free markets, Robert has something new to say. His book, The Capitalist Manifesto, is a direct response to these current times. In this episode of Sunday Special, Robert tells us how he discovered capitalism growing up, explains the difference between good and bad debt, and how the Biden administration compares to that of his longtime friend and collaborator, former President Donald Trump. Speaking of great value, when you become a Daily Wire Plus member, you also get access to our extensive content library. Become a member at dailywireplus.com. Check out the latest episode of Sunday Special. That is dailywireplus.com. We'll be right back with a lot more. A woke lady soldier in the U.S. Army is questioning her loyalty to America in the wake of the Dobbs decision overruling Roe v. Wade.
It happened. It happened. I woke up from a nap to this. On deployment, I woke up from a nap to this news. America is waking up to this news. I just extended my contract to continue serving this country a week ago. How am I supposed to swear to support and defend the Constitution and a country that treats its women like second-class citizens? How am I supposed to do that? How am I supposed to do that with pride? How am I supposed to do that with love and honor? How am I supposed to wake up every day and put on a freaking uniform that says United States Army when the United States doesn't even give a rat's ass about me?
I don't know. Guess you gotta leave. I love this woman is threatening. She's implicitly threatening to leave the Army. I'm not. How am I supposed to serve? How are you to expect us liberal, woke women to serve in the Army, conservatives? Oh, I guess we can't. Bye. Guess you have to leave then. Is that a threat or a promise, darling? Don't threaten me with a good time. Get out. We don't want you in the Army. We don't. I don't. The woman is questioning her loyalty to America while wearing, or she's not wearing it in that video. I guess she's got it in her closet or something, a U.S. Army uniform. Don't do me any favors. Get out. I don't want you in the Army. That's fine. The kicker, of course, is she's posting her treasonous nonsense on TikTok, on a Chinese spy app. Get out of the Army. We don't want you there. Go away. She should be fired, of course. It's not just that she should be permitted to quit. If you question your loyalty to the United States of America over killing babies or for any other reason, over America not letting you kill enough babies or for any other reason, and you do so on a Chinese spy app, get out. You should be fired. She should probably be court-martialed. She should, at the very least, be let go, go into private life, go away, please. This is another example of the libs not getting what we want. Conservatives fought women in combat positions. We didn't fight the women. We fought putting women in combat positions because it's extremely disordered and it's not good for a country to do that. And because the army is not about our individual rights, the army is about protecting the country. And sometimes we have to suppress our own individual desires for the greater good of protecting the country, which is the whole point of the army. We fought that and until very, very recently, conservatives still don't like the idea. And now this liberal woman is saying, yeah, no, well, maybe I'll leave the army. Good. Oh, no. This is just like the car lane thing or the liberals encouraging marriage as a response to the overruling of Roe v. Wade or encouraging chastity or encouraging any of these things. They think we're gonna protest, that we're going to fight back. We're not going to fight back. That's what we want. Get out. Compare this lady, by the way, to a retired general, retired, three-star general, retired Lieutenant General Gary Valesky, who was serving as a highly qualified expert senior mentor. He was just suspended from the military. And he was suspended from the military for posting a generally polite, really innocuous kind of joking tweet to Jill Biden. Jill Biden tweeted out, also on this Roe v. Wade issue, said, for nearly 50 years, women have had the right to make our own decisions about our bodies. Today, that right was stolen from us. So it's Jill Biden whining about how American women can't kill quite as many babies anymore. And this general didn't even have a political dispute with her, and he didn't say anything insulting. He just responded and said, glad to see you finally know what a woman is. Because the libs have been saying for years, we don't know what a woman is. What is a woman? Matt made his whole movie about it. And then the minute that Roe v. Wade gets overruled, all of a sudden they figure out what a woman is. And then the general actually deleted the tweet. Doesn't matter. He's been suspended from the military for making a lighthearted joke about the political controversy surrounding the very definition of the word woman. Meanwhile, this woke chickie in the army gets to say, I might not be loyal to America anymore. And she gets to keep her job. Does that make any sense? No. No, it doesn't make any sense until you realize that there are two tracks of justice here. There are two tracks of justice. There's justice, injustice really in both tracks, but there's going to be one system of punishment for conservatives who transgress liberal orthodoxy. And there's going to be another track for the liberals. And it's not going to be punishment. Very often it's going to be a reward. If I went out into the street right now and started punching people and stealing Nike shoes out of storefronts and tossing Molotov cocktails, I would be thrown in prison for a very, very long time. If BLM goes out and does the same thing, Kamala Harris will bail them out of jail. They will get a slap on the wrist, if that. They'll probably have their charges dismissed so that they're ready to go back out in the streets and commit acts of terror for the next left-wing cause du jour. That's what it's really about. So the woke lady goes out and whines and screams and says, I might not be loyal to my country. I doubt she'll be punished. And yet this general makes a joke, lightly questioning transgenderism. He's going to be suspended. His career is totally over. Nowhere is this clearer than with Hunter Biden.
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
If you or I did 1/10,000th of what Hunter Biden has done, if we committed 1/10,000th of the crimes Hunter Biden has committed, we would all be in prison for a very, we'd lose our money, we'd lose our house, we'd lose our reputation, we'd be in prison for a long time. Hunter Biden gets to go into the White House, gets to do whatever he wants. And we know that more and more of this each day. 4chan now, this is according to Jack Posobiec has reported this, 4chan has cracked Hunter Biden's iPhone backup password and is now leaking everything. I'm always skeptical of leaks because you never know if the information is accurate or not. In this case, we have videos of Hunter, pictures of Hunter, and it makes his laptop look wholesome. Actually, I saw the link, I click on it, I just wanted to see if there was anything politically relevant there. And then immediately what you get is just pictures and videos of naked Hunter Biden. I've probably seen that guy naked more than I've seen any other human being naked at this point, including myself in the mirror when I'm taking a shower. It's just, so I just said, okay, all right, enough. I don't need to see any more of this. I get it. It's a lot of crack. It's a lot of hookers. It's a lot of, and more importantly, it's a lot of financial crimes. It's a lot of corruption. It's a lot of selling American influence. A lot of it implicates Joe Biden. This is a little bit of an unpopular take when it comes to Hunter Biden. The more of his stuff that I saw, the sorrier I feel for him. I do. I feel sorry for some people when they're victims of bad people. But I feel sorry for most bad people too. I feel sorry for criminals in that they are not only hurting other people, they are hurting themselves. And this is an idea that goes all the way back to ancient Greece and old Uncle Socrates. Hunter Biden is just such a degenerate. His life is terrible. He has completely destroyed his life. He's just such a sad, sorry sack of a degenerate. And I do have this thought, there but for the grace of God go all of us. What do you mean? Hunter Biden was raised with all sorts of privileges. Right, that's kind of the problem. More of the messed up people that I know are rich kids than poor kids. Poor kids, I know messed up poor kids too, but I would say a higher percentage of the messed up, debauched, decadent, they got drug problems, they got all sorts of problems, people that I know grew up rich, not poor. That can come with all sorts of problems. Plus the guy had kind of a bad life. His mom died when he was really, really young. His dad is just an empty suit, power hungry, simpering politician who has pursued his backslapping career in Washington the whole time, and they engaged in all sorts of corruption. And so I sort of feel bad for the guy. I don't just want to make fun of all the crack and the hookers and the guns and the crime and when it comes to Hunter. All I care about when it comes to Hunter is what it means for Joe. Because I don't think it was just Hunter doing this stuff on his own. Joe Biden was very involved in this kind of stuff. And you see it more and more. It's coming out. There's this weird story that apparently Joe Biden was in Hunter's phone as Pedo Peter. Joe Biden, sometimes famous people will use pseudonyms in their personal communications in case they get hacked and just for privacy. And so they'll pick random names. You know, Mitt Romney had this burner Twitter account called Pierre Delecto. And apparently Joe Biden's was Peter Henderson or something like that. And that's what he would use in emails with his family. And so Hunter had him in his phone as Pedo Peter. That's a little bit weird. You know that Joe Biden was involved in Hunter's business dealings, even though he said that he wasn't. We now know this because we have a voicemail from the laptop and cell phone from hell. We have a voicemail from Joe Biden talking about Hunter's business dealings.
Why is there a voicemail of the president talking to his son about his overseas business dealings if the president has said he's never spoken to his son about his overseas business dealings?
Well, first I'll say that what the president said stands. So if that's what the president said, that is what stands. And
he's
second,
a voicemail secondly, about a New York Times article
but secondly,
concerning Hunter secondly, Biden's business dealings, and Peter, he says, "I think you're clear." How is that not him talking to his son about his overseas business dealings?
We're not from this podium. I am not going to talk about alleged materials from the laptop.
So
I
are
will.
You disputing that
I'm
the
not.
President's voice on the voicemail.
I am not going to talk about alleged materials on the laptop.
Are
it's
you
not
disputing
happening.
Then that it is not?
Peter, I refer you to his son's representative.
You didn't hear what you heard. That's the answer from the White House. Joe Biden had said, "I have never, not once, not ever, spoken to my son about his business dealings." Now, we knew this was a lie. We knew this was a lie because Hunter admitted it was a lie in an interview years ago. Hunter said, "Yeah, my dad, when he found out about all my corrupt business dealings overseas, he said, 'You better know what you're doing.'" And then he said, "Oh, oops, I mean, no, we didn't have a conversation. Never mind." So we already knew. We heard it from the horse's mouth. We already knew Joe Biden was lying. But now we know with 100% certainty because we can hear it in Joe Biden's voice on his son's cell phone because his degenerate crackhead son kept leaving all of his technology all over the place for everyone to find. And he recorded every damn thing in his entire life. So we now heard Joe Biden talking to his son about his son's extremely corrupt overseas business dealings, which, according to the Hunter laptop, involved kickbacks for Joe Biden. And Karine Jean-Pierre, the White House press secretary, says, "Whatever the president said is true." Now, if there is a disagreement between what you heard with your own ears and what the president said, the president is correct. 2 + 2 does equal 5. Oceania has always been at war with East Asia. Corn Pop always was a bad dude. Come on, man. Come on, man. It's just pure gaslighting. So how did they get away with this? It requires a lot of hubris, and it requires a hubris that holds that they are not accountable to anyone. You would think that they would feel some accountability toward the voters, but they don't. They don't feel accountability toward the voters or to anybody else, because Joe Biden, he won the most votes than ever in all of the history of democracy. He won 70 bazillion votes. And so he's not worried at all. Even though he's underwater now on all of his approval ratings on every single issue, they're not going to change course. They're not going to answer anything. They are not accountable to anyone. And I don't care for Joe Biden to answer about his kid's drug use. I feel bad for that. It's bad to have a kid who's in trouble and who's a degenerate. And I don't think he should answer for that, or even for the hookers, or even for, but Joe Biden certainly needs to answer for his role in the corrupt business dealings, the multiple times that he's met with Hunter's business partners while Joe Biden was in office and while Hunter was concluding this business or in conducting this business, he certainly needs to answer that. And what the White House says is, "La, la, 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 you can keep asking. I don't care. I don't owe you any answer at all."
Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online, at the same time.
Correct. Next. You need the team to act on feedback fast, so you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks instantly.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people running actually enjoyable and actionable retros in Miro. Get your first 3 boards free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.
You want to look at this kind of corruption? Joe Biden right now is suing Arizona. He's suing Arizona because Arizona is passing a law that says that you need to prove that you are a citizen in order to vote. And Biden is suing. The only reason that you would sue a state over a citizenship, proof of citizenship requirement, is if your electoral strategy involves getting illegal votes. That's the only reason. We're talking about Arizona here. Okay, we're not talking about Idaho. We're not talking about Montana, where illegal immigration is not much of an issue. We're talking about Arizona, if not ground zero, then pretty close for the illegal immigration problem in America. There are lots and lots and lots of illegal aliens in that place. So Arizona passes this law. They say, okay, we're not, unfortunately, the federal government's not dealing with the illegal immigration problem. Well, at the very least, we want to protect our democracy. You know, our democracy that the libs supposedly hold so sacred? We're going to protect that by passing a law that says you have to prove that you're a citizen. And Biden says, nope. We're not cheating. We're not cheating in the election. We never steal elections. We never rig elections. And if you try to stop us from rigging them, we're going to sue you into the dirt. We're not. This is our strategy, and if you tell us what our strategy is, we're going to call you a liar and say you spread fake news. It's such hubris. And the part that's, I think, most offensive to people is that they don't even feel the obligation to try to make it make sense, to try to spin it. Pete Buttigieg is probably my least favorite member of the entire administration because he's so glib and was just created in a petri dish at Langley. But give Pete Buttigieg credit, at least when he is trying to deceive the American people, he tries to spin a yarn. He just tries to make it sound. And listen, in our democracy, it's really important to harass Supreme Court justices wherever they go. And the reason we have to do that is because, right? And it's disingenuous and it's glib, but it's smarmy, but he's trying. Hypocrisy is the tribute that vice pays to virtue. The rest of the Biden administration, Biden in particular, his spokesman, the DOJ, they're not even trying that. They're saying, yeah, whatever. Too bad. What are you going to do about it? Speaking of Democrats and illegal travel, by the way, it's a great story. It came out last week about the possible Democrat nominee in 2024, who might not be Joe Biden. And I really wanted to get to it. So California is really upset that some other states are not going to let people kill babies anymore, or they're going to make it a little bit harder to kill babies. And so Gavin Newsom has grandstanded on this issue and said, well, for states that won't let you kill your baby through abortion, we are not going to fund state travel to those states. I bet they would fund state travel to parts of Africa. They would probably fund state travel to the Middle East. They would probably fund state travel to all sorts of places with problematic laws. But they say, we're not going to fund travel to conservative states, pro-life states. But then Gavin Newsom violates his own rules. Gavin Newsom just got caught on vacation in Montana. He obviously knew that this was going to be a little politically incorrect because his office refused to disclose where he was going. Usually Newsom says where he goes on vacation. He didn't say he was going to Montana because Montana is one of the 22 states to which California bans state-funded travel due to all sorts of policies, not even just the pro-life policies, but anti-LGBTQ policies, any sort of policy that contradicts the orthodoxies of the left. And they don't even really have the abortion ban yet, but they're likely to institute the abortion ban. And so Newsom gets caught, and he keeps not caring. This is my favorite part about Newsom, is Newsom just, he institutes the COVID lockdown, and then he immediately breaks it. And then he gets caught breaking it, and he issues his kind of teary-eyed apology, and then what does he do? He goes and breaks it again. The guy can't win for losing. He gets caught in the French Laundry, eating indoors with all of his pals, and none of them have masks on, but he's forcing all of the little hoi polloi to put the masks on. And then he bans state travel to all of these terrible red states or even purple states. And then what does he do? He immediately goes to those states, and he just believes the rules don't apply to him. He's like Hunter Biden with a little more personal discipline, a little bit more personal discipline, and a little more of that American psycho look to him. But it's the same thing. He just says, the rules are not going to apply to me. There's one set of rules for everyone else. There's one set of rules for me. And he's right. They're probably not going to apply to him. It's especially funny with Gavin Newsom, because Newsom might be the 2024 nominee. If Joe Biden can run in 2024, I bet he will. That guy likes being president. He likes having the power. He likes being the guy. He's wanted to be president since he was 2 years old. So if he can run at 82 or however old he's going to be, he will. If he can't, who's the nominee going to be? Kamala Harris? I don't think so. She's less likable than Biden. Pete Buttigieg? I don't think so. He's trying really hard. I don't think it's going to happen. Elizabeth Warren? No, she's over. Hiawatha's time is past. So who? Klobuchar? Maybe? I don't. Newsom actually looks relatively good in the Democrat field, though I am damning with faint praise. And he's really setting the stage for his run by behaving just like all the other ruling class Democrats do and behaving with total hypocrisy as though the rules don't apply to them. And then they just lie and lie and lie. I'll leave you with a line from Karine Jean-Pierre. She was asked about the economy. Obviously, gas prices through the roof, cost of everything through the roof, inflation terrible, poised to enter into a recession. And what does she say? She doesn't even just say, hey, it's going to get better. Hey, we're working on it. Hey, we're trying. Hey, we're doing our best. She says, we are stronger economically than we have ever been.
Because when you look at inflation, when we look at where we are economically, and we are in a strong, we are stronger economically than we have been in history. When you look at the unemployment numbers at 3.6%, when you look at the jobs numbers, more than 8.7 million of new jobs created, that is important.
New jobs created, there's not new jobs created. You shut down the economy for 2 years and then you allowed it to reopen. That's not creating new jobs. That's just taking off the burden of shutting down the entire economy. It says we're stronger. Do you believe we're stronger economically than we've ever been? No, you don't. Of course not. It's absurd. And it shows you if they had anything at all to run on, they would run on it right now. It's just even one issue. I don't know. Healthcare, immigration, just anything, one issue. They would run on it and they would try to blow that out of proportion compared to everything else. But they don't. So the only thing they can do is just brazenly lie. That's all they can do is brazenly lie and force you to go along with their narrative. There are two components to human life, to bring it to a really 30,000 degree view. Two components to the human person, will and intellect. What we want to do and what we can force other people to do, and our intellect, what we think is right, what we think is true, what we think is good. And ideally, your will and your intellect are joined together. And then you'll be practicing the virtues. If the libs had an argument, they would involve the intellect. They would involve reason. They would involve argument. They don't have that, though. So it's pure will. They will force you to believe whatever they say, even if what they say contradicts what they said an hour ago. That is the sign of a party that has no truth on its side, no goodness on its side. It's just pure force. And they still have power, by the way. And they will bring you into line, and they will bring Macy Gray into line unless we take some of that power back. I'm Michael Knowles. This is The Michael Knowles Show. See you tomorrow. If you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to subscribe. And if you want to help spread the word, please give us a 5-star review and tell your friends to subscribe. We're available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever else you listen to podcasts. Also, be sure to check out the other Daily Wire podcasts, including The Ben Shapiro Show, The Andrew Klavan Show, and The Matt Walsh Show. The Michael Knowles Show is produced by Ben Davies. Executive producer, Jeremy Boring. Supervising producer, Mathis Glover. Production manager, Pavel Vidovsky. Editor and associate producer, Danny D'Amico. Associate producer, Justine Turley. Audio mixer, Mike Coromina. And hair and makeup by Cherokee Hart. Michael Knowles Show is a Daily Wire production. Copyright Daily Wire 2022.
Today on the Matt Walsh Show, a pop singer lasts about half a week after provocatively declaring that women are females. Her cave and surrender were pathetic and embarrassing and inevitable also. Today we're going to talk about why cowards like this are the real villains here, I think. Also, as the Biden administration tries to recover from Biden's Ron Burgundy moment, the contents of Hunter Biden's iCloud are allegedly leaked on 4chan. A female soldier openly questions her loyalty to her country after Roe was overturned. After years of bragging about all of its women priests and bishops, the Church of England now says that the word woman has no definition, so that's a little bit awkward. And in our daily cancellation, the mainstream media finally acknowledged what is a woman while I was away on vacation. The resulting hit piece is even more disingenuous and ridiculous than you might expect. We'll talk about all that and more today on The Matt Walsh Show.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today, we talk brainstorms with UX designer Brian. Let's go. First question. You thought you'd see everyone's idea in the team brainstorm, but you've got a grand total of one. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, right? Because in Miro, the team can add ideas now or later. And with privacy mode, we can keep them anonymous until they're good to share.
Correct. Next, you need the best way to explain your idea, but all you have is a few sticky notes. Drawing board or Miro board?
Drawing board, because, you know, in Miro, I could record videos, add text, images, links, and digital sticky notes, of course. Present my thoughts the way I want.
Right again. Now, You're looking for a past idea you thought was just genius. Only you could find... Oh, there it is. Drawing board or...
Miro.
All our finished and unfinished work lives in one place.
And he's one.
Join over 60 million people getting ideas noticed in Miro Brainstorms. Get your first three boards for free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.